State Senator Sidney Batch, the Democratic leader in the North Carolina State Senate. Senator, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Senator, you're getting used to that new role as leader after replacing the longtime leader, Dan Blue. Of course, you've been right there in the leadership, but any surprises taking over this role?
Not so many surprises. I've had the really great fortune of being mentored by Senator Blue. I've known him since I was 5 years old, and so being his deputy last term was really great because I was able to learn so much and shadow him. And so there will be a lot of challenges that we have to face in the state, but the transition's been really smooth, and I'm very excited about this upcoming biennium.
Well, we are in the very early stages of this legislative session. Have committee meetings started, or is that still later in the month?
That is still later in the month. We went ahead and got sworn in last week, and then we gaveled out until the end of the month. They're actually still working on the committee assignments. We received those this week, and they'll be finalized. And so there's been a lot of movement, and a lot of members that have come into the House also into the Senate. And so the Republicans have now picked who's going to chair certain committees. That has definitely changed. And so it'll be a very busy year from what I can tell so far.
Well, you mentioned new members over on the House side. There's a new speaker over on the House side as well. Last year, there was a lot of conflict late in the session between the House and the Senate. Do you think that will be the same this year? Will there be any different dynamic now that Speaker Moore has moved up to the congressional delegation and replaced by Speaker Hall? Do you think House-Senate relations will be any different this year?
Yeah, that's a great question, and I think that's what everybody is thinking. Speaker Hall is new, and he will definitely, I think, have a very different style than Speaker Moore, in part because he's also a younger leader whose wife is pregnant. He actually has a law firm. He's an attorney like myself that actually I try cases, but he has a lot of work in his own firm, and so I'm hoping that bringing him on, that because he has other priorities, and we of course are a citizen-led legislature, many of us have other jobs, that he'll have more structure in what is happening. I think it's too early to tell how their relationship with Senator Berger and Speaker Hall will be, and I think that will dictate exactly how much progress we make in working in a bipartisan fashion this year on really important issues.
Over on your side, Senator Berger is Senate President pro tem again, and of course he's been in that position for a long time. How do you see your working relationship with Senator Berger this year?
Yeah, he's been there for 14 years. I think he is now officially the longest serving pro tem, if I remember correctly. With him, we had a really great conversation about a couple weeks ago. I told him on the things that we can work together on for North Carolinians. I will be his strongest ally in working to make sure that we are funding our schools, that we're prioritizing, early childhood education, the hurricane relief that we're going to need to deal with out west. There's so many challenges that our state faces, and so I told him that we will work together in all of the ways, both of our caucuses, to do what's good for the people of North Carolina. Now, we know that there are going to be political issues that come up that we are not going to be aligned on. And in those way, in that way, I think you'll hear us as Democrats speaking out and going into our communities and informing them what's happening in Raleigh so that we can hold all of the elected officials, accountable, rather. But I do think that we're going to be in a situation where I am very hopeful, cautiously optimistic, I would say, that we're going to be able to find ways in which we can work in a bipartisan fashion.
Well, you mentioned the hurricane relief from Western North Carolina, so devastated by Hurricane Helene last fall. Will that be the first major item up for the General Assembly this spring?
It definitely will be one of the most important. We're still waiting to see what the federal government's going to do with regards to matching funds. Oftentimes, when we're dealing with disaster relief, we are relying on the federal government to tell us what they're going to do, and then we can put money towards that. We don't always get reimbursed for money that's spent in advance, and so we're waiting to see with this new administration what's going to happen. I think it's also going to be a challenge now that we have the wildfires out in California, and so there's only but so many dollars that can go around for disaster relief. But at the General Assembly, we certainly, and I've talked to Senator Berger about this, working on trying to make sure that we're going to be in a position where we can help Western North Carolinians. And frankly, Governor Stein has also created an entire new department that's actually going to work on hurricane relief. And so I think it's important for us to learn from our fellow North Carolinians in eastern North Carolina who have been devastated themselves by hurricanes for the last decade, two decades. So there's a lot for us to learn, and I think we really need to go ahead, get experts at the table, and figure out the way in which we can make when we rebuild, it's more resilient, and that we can try and weather a lot of the storms and other disasters that are going to come in the future.
When I talk to legislators at the beginning of a new legislative term, one question I always like to ask them just for fun is, what month do you think you'll adjourn this year?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. So Senator Berger said he has every hope that we will be done in July. I believe that we will probably gavel out sometime in September of this year. I hope that it is sooner, but since being in the legislature since 2019, I can tell you that I was always told as a freshman legislator that we were going to get out in June, and I have never gotten out before September, October since starting. So I, again, will always be cautiously optimistic, but I suspect that we will be there into the fall.
Senator Batch, thank you so much for joining us, and look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.